97.9 The Hill.
406 and 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Clouds in the sky. We'll have clouds through the weekend. Lows tonight around 47, and then a bit of a cool down. Highs around 60 tomorrow, 50 on Sunday, and we'll get some rain on Saturday evening. That'll continue for the rest of the weekend. Going to be with you this afternoon. It is Feel Free Fridays on the Hill, made possible by the town of Carrboro. Residents will soon see a postcard from the U.S. Census Bureau in their mail. Box. This can shape many different aspects of our community. Each year, the results help determine how more than $675 billion in federal funding is distributed to states and communities. You'll have three options to respond. You can do it online, you can do it by mail, or you can do it by phone. Town of Carrboro wants you to visit townofcarrboro.org for more information, important dates, and frequently asked questions. Everyone counts in Orange County. We'll have Barbara Fouché of the Carrboro Town Council on the line at 4:30 this afternoon to catch us up on town government. We're going to begin this hour by talking about that census, and we'll talk about it on the Orange County level. This conversation sponsored by Orange County Government. We're joined on the phone by County Commissioner Renee Price, who is one of the elected officials spearheading the local effort to get people on board and informed about the census, which is coming up later on this month, and then April 1st, of course, the big day. Commissioner Price, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to be here. And by the way, the census letters were mailed out beginning yesterday. And so actually the website is open. So folks that want to go online to complete their census form can do so now.
They can do it now. Okay. I was thinking that this Monday was the first day, but it's active now.
Well, Monday is the kickoff. That mm-hmm. was the planned kickoff. There was supposed to be a big event in Atlanta, plus, you know, even Orange County. We had planned for several events in Hillsboro, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill on Monday, March 16th, but with the coronavirus and the state of emergency, all of that is on hold, or actually canceled now.
We're starting to lose you there. If we can stay on. We're speaking with County Commissioner Renee Price. So those events on Monday are off, obviously. What else is the county doing? 4:14 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this afternoon. We were speaking with County Commissioner Renee Price about the upcoming U.S. Census. We got cut off because our audio got disconnected, but we've got Commissioner Price back on the line now to continue that conversation. Commissioner, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
That's much better. All right. So the census is underway now, as you mentioned. You can go to the website and start filling it out. No kickoff events. Obviously, those are being canceled for coronavirus reasons. But what else is the county doing, what to do and how to do it and when?
Well, we'll continue to try to have an online presence, and that's what communities across the country are going to do. Fortunately, because we do have the three ways in order to respond, we can still encourage people to do that. So hopefully people, as they're sitting at home, can't go to many places where there are big social gatherings, that they will sit at home and fill out those forms.
And the good thing is one of them is online, one of them is mail, one of them is by phone, and in none of those cases do you have to be in a place with a whole bunch of other people, right?
Right, right. And they're also offering, you know, if you call, they have people there that can take your responses in 12 different languages, including as well as English. And so that should take care of about 99% of the population. So it is possible to do that. Now, people should not expect to have anyone coming to their door to help them with the census at this point. They have stopped having, you know, the enumerators going door to door at this point until we get past this state of emergency with a coronavirus.
So is there a contingency plan then in place for people who don't fill out the form or do the form by mail or on the phone after a certain day? Because I know that was when the enumerators were going to start going around.
Right. Well, one of the things that the Census Bureau is doing is actually calling people if they have phone numbers for people that live in areas where they know that the likelihood of responding online or responding at all, they will call them if they have the phone number. Of course, some people will get the paper form anyway if they know that people are living in remote areas or where it's been a difficulty getting broadband or just low count anyway, you know, historically undercounted, then they will get a paper form. As far as the follow-up, well, we'll try to do it right now. It'll have to be done by phone, just contacting people by phone.
Speaking with
And, of course, the responses can be taken. March 16th was going to be the kickoff, and April 1st is considered Census Day. Yet people will be the Census Bureau will be accepting your responses through July, and actually maybe even a little bit longer, as long as we get everything done by December to provide to the President of the United States.
Speaking with County Commissioner Renee Price, again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including updated information on the census. One question that we were asking around about, and obviously now this is an issue because, you know, students who are ordinarily on campus are now not on campus. When it comes to the census and you're filling it out, where actually do you live? What should you be writing down? Is it where you happen to be on April 1st or what your permanent address is on April 1st? How do people do that?
Well, typically we would say, you know, where you are living on where you reside on April 1st. Of course, now with the students, some of them being sent home for the rest of the semester, it is going to be a bit of a challenge in determining where you live. The other thing that we've been told is where you spend most of your time. So there are people that do live, will have residences in multiple places, but wherever you spend most of your time. Of course, with this coronavirus, a lot of things are changing. And so students are going home. If they're home on April 1st and they're going to be there for the next couple of months, then at home would be their address.
Yeah. How much is that going to, or I don't even know if there is an answer to this question at this point, how much would that affect Orange County?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Yeah. But that's where people should, and I like the idea of where people spend most of their time. I think that's a good way of putting it for the census.
Well, that's what the Census Bureau told us, so I'm just repeating that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
The important thing is that we do get a count of people, particularly those that are living here in Orange County full time or most of the time, because so many of our programs, the funding for our programs, relies on a complete and accurate count.
Yep. Speaking again with County Commissioner Renee Price, any other things that people ought to know right now about the census and what they need to do and how they need to be doing it?
Well, one of the things that we continue to reinforce is the fact that the information provided by the census or on the census is confidential. There still is a lot of fear, a lot of skepticism about doing anything related to the government. People historically have been fearful of the government, and then other populations fear the government now because of current conditions with ICE raids and things, you know, situations as that. So again, it is confidential. If you get anything with your name on it from the Census Bureau, that you think is from the Census Bureau, it is not from the Census Bureau. The letter that people will be getting, that letter to respond, that will be coming to an address, not to a person, not to a family, but to an address. And if you have any question, you can go online to census.gov and give a call. You know, look up the number or send an email. If you have a question about it, or you can even call anyone here in Orange County government or the municipalities, they have the information as well and can let you know whether or not it's valid.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government, and you can get information about the census there. Commissioner Renee Price, thank you so much.
Thank you. And know that you count in Orange County.
421 is your time.